Izzat Ogiri. The vote in Parliament failed to approve a proposed constitutional amendment to change the date of election from December to November continues to attract comments from people of all walks of life. Joining us on the phone to examine the issue further is a senior lecturer, Department of Political Science, University of Ghana, Dr. Alidu Muhammad Seydou. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. What is your assessment of yesterday's vote in Parliament?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, especially the majority membership of Parliament, might have been disappointed about the outcome. But I think the voting just reflected, what happened in Parliament just reflected the general attitude and perceptions people have about the change of the voting date from 7th December to November 7th. The idea is that there are advantages in amending the date, and there are also disadvantages in doing the same. The idea is that when we have a second round in most of our elections, it greatly affects the transition period. So if you look at the case in 2000, also the case in after the 2008 election, you saw the amount of time that went into, or that was invested into the processes of second round and then all the transition period and all those issues. So I think moving the date backwards would have been a very good idea in dealing with those particular challenges when they emerge. But the idea too is that people are also thinking that is very short a time for us to be experimenting, because political parties have already planned out what they are going to do, the issues they are going to sell out, the campaign strategy and all those things. Some people believe that will give, if you bring the date back, it will give people who already have a lot enough time and opportunity to campaign, and those who don't have so much resources, it will be very difficult for them. But my general assessment of the whole thing is that we need to re-examine the November 7th date, especially if we're going to have election December 7th and then handover January 7th. That will really create a lot of chaos when we move into a second round or a round of vote. But the issue too is that we need a lot of time to be able to have those amendments effected and then the changes done. This year's election, there have been a lot of bickering and a lot of legal challenges. I'm thinking that bringing that date back will have also added to the amount of pressure that the EC was facing, even though it admitted openly that it would not affect the operations if the date was moved back. But I still believe that there was not so much education and partisan moves in the House of Legislature. It should have been so much partisan moves, so much lobbying, so much consensus building, so that they would have arrived at the two-thirds majority needed to be able to make that amendment. But you saw that wasn't able to occur, even though people accused each other of betrayal. But I still believe that there was not so much consensus building going on between the majority side of the House and also the minority side of the House.
Dr. Alidu.
Hello.
Yes. Initially, the NPP MPs agreed to the November 7th date. What do you think has accounted for the sudden change?
I'm not sure. The idea is that these people, though they represent their constituencies, but they also factor the interests of their political parties at heart. So what happens is that I'm not sure whether it was just an individual position, individual utterances that the opposition members were making, or it was a collective party decision. If it was individual statements, maybe the collective party decision may be contrary to individual statements already issued by members of the minority side. But I'm not sure whether it was a partisan collective decision. But the idea is that there were still some lapses, some gaps that they were not able to bridge. And that was maybe the reason why they voted. And I also think if you look at the margin of vote, people even believe that members of the NDC might have also voted against that particular day. I'm not very sure. But the idea is that means generally most of people were not happy with the change of the date. And then it was going to affect their campaign schedule as individual MPs, or it was going to affect the collective partisan positions that they have taken, maybe the NDC against the MPP, or whatever issues that might have resulted in the vote. It suggested that members of the House, especially the majority side, who were strongly in favor of that particular amendment, didn't push it so much. They didn't build the bridges. They didn't cross their teeth, dot their eyes, be able to convince so much and sell that particular idea to the other side of the House. So that led to them not being able to get the two-thirds majority that they required.
Now, Dr. Alidu, before you go, voting in November or December, has it any implication whatsoever for our democracy?
Yeah, I think in terms of the transition, we need a reasonable amount of period to be able to do that, because it's a whole concept of load of work on itself. I agree we need that. But I'm also thinking that it should not just be that rapid. It should take time. For example, if they were saying that they're going to amend it and then to take effect in the 2020 election, a lot of people will buy into the idea than just this year's election, because there have already been a lot of demands, shoulders, and grievances on the shoulders of the EC for us to have added this particular thing. The implication is widespread. One, the EC will have to amend its election calendar. Political parties who had already made budget to November will have to extend the budget by 1 month. Civil society organizations who are campaigning largely on peace and other election-related activities will have to extend their budget by 1 month. And people, businesses who are very smart in sponsoring and all those things will all have to expand their activities by a month.
Okay.
Those who have money will be able to do that. Those who don't have money will have to fold back quickly.
Okay, Dr. Alidu, we appreciate you for your time with us. And Dr. Alidu is a senior lecturer of the Department of Political Science, University of Ghana, Lagos.
The chairman of the CP.